This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On 7 after the hour, this is the weekend program called Good Day Health. I'm Mr. Good Day, at least some people call me that. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day logo and moniker is something that I created for the radio back in the 1980s, actually, and been around since then. One of the reasons it's been around as long as it has is because of the service of great people like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here now on Good Day Health to discuss the findings of lots of people doing research, the publication of these findings in the journals of medicine, and what they all mean to you. That's the bottom line. How can you be helped with information that is transcribed, if you will, translated by one of the preeminent the cardiologists in the country? That's a disjointed sentence. Maybe I should say that, Ken.
Does anybody call you Mr. Good Time?
Mr. Good Time? They call me Mr. Good Day. Yeah, that happens. Okay. But and by the way, when we do our commercial for the free nights in Las Vegas, I say, and other people have said, for a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. So, yeah, I guess there's some of that. For a good time, no, I don't know, not necessarily a good time, but for good information, you can call Ken's office at 352-735-1400. You can call that number and they leave the message, and if you want to set up a time and appointment with Ken at his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Amadora, Florida, that's a great way to do it, or a telemedicine connection, 735-1400, local number area 352 in Central Florida, 352-735-1400. And the last number I will give you is the number to call right now if you would like to ask Ken a question, 855-999-3684. Ken will answer your question during our Ask Dr. Ken segment every week on this program. We have a segment devoted to your questions and Ken's answers. That's Ask Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. Okay, let's get to some of the meat and potatoes, if you will.
Let's.
I thought this was about as it prompted me at 4 o'clock this morning to put, actually it was earlier than that, I think it was 3 o'clock, to put my sort of Fitbit, I don't know if you have another word for it, another name for it, but my watch that tells me what's going on in my body, tells you, because you monitor it. My temperature right now is 96.4. Let's see, what else? I'm monitoring.
What's your mental stress score?
Let's see, 74 is the blood pressure. That does.
I'll look it up.
Find it on your end. It's usually like 14 or 15. And it's
Let's tell the folks what we're talking about.
Well, go ahead. It's your thing. It's so, the reason I brought it up is because one of the items that you researched this week was the impact that 3,000 steps per day will have on you if you're an older adult, having to do with your cardiological care.
Well, let's unpack what you just talked about.
Right.
Doug is talking about this new program started by Medicare, picked up by most of the private insurers, called Remote Patient Monitoring, RPM. And this allows us to follow you when you're not in the office in real time. And what Medicare discovered was it keeps people out of the hospital, out of the emergency room, so it works for everybody. It saves money for the insurers. It helps the physician take better care of the patients, and it keeps the patients healthier. And there's numerous ways to do remote patient monitoring. We do it the high-tech way. We use this FDA-approved medical device. It's a watch. It looks like a watch. It tells time. It has an alarm. Gives you the date. But it does so much
more.
It connects. It connects to an app on Doug's phone, then it connects to an app on my phone, and in real time I can watch his blood pressure, his heart rate, his temperature, his oxygen saturation. If he uses it all day, it'll count your steps. If you sleep with it, it'll assess your how your quality and duration of sleep is. But what I love is this new bit of add-on from work done at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York City, showing that heart rate variability, this is how your cycle length and your beat to beat of your heart, not to get too deep into the weeds, varies. It shows how the autonomic nervous system and the heart interact. Well, what it allows us to do is actually quantitate, put a number on what your mental stress is at the moment. So you tap the watch, and then it gives you a number between 1 and 100. This is not... this is real. This is not quackery. This has been worked out, published in good medical journals by professors of cardiology at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York, and it really works. We use heart rate variability, heart rate acceleration to quantitate your mental stress. So when your blood pressure's up, we can tell whether it's due to too stiff of your arteries, that's essential hypertension, or whether it's reactive or white coat hypertension. When the mental stress is up, we treat it with relaxation, whatever you do in your lifestyle to lower your stress levels. If it's essential hypertension, that needs medications, and we don't make the wrong decision, because if you treat emotional or white coat or reactive hypertension, all the same thing, with medications for blood pressure, when you relax, you're on the floor, you're not feeling well, you hate your medications, you're not happy with your doctor, we can't blame you, and this allows us to make the right decision.
How about that? Now,
let's talk about this article that you brought up. Do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. This comes out of the Journal of Cardiovascular Development and Disease this week. And you mentioned about 3,000. This is adding 3,000. What they found was that an extra 3,000 steps a day can help older adults with high blood pressure significantly lower their blood pressure. Doug, about 80% of older adults in America have high blood pressure. Keeping it down can help protect against heart failure, heart attacks, and strokes. And this study focused on sedentary 68 to 78-year-olds who walked about 4,000 steps per day. These were considered sedentary folks and walking only 4,000 steps per day. And by adding an extra 3,000 steps to these folks, to log 7,000 daily steps, it significantly helped lower their blood pressure and kept their blood pressure under control. Great news, just an easy extra 3,000 steps a day can have great impact on lowering your risk of heart attack and stroke.
That is really wonderful information, wonderful news. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. Program brought to you by Calitrin in part. And the reason I bring this up now is because we're just talking about ways of lowering blood pressure. If you've got too much weight, you need to lose it so that you have the blood pressure where you want it, your weight, all the things that are important to your long life, longevity, are connected to your weight. So if you want to lose weight the way the people who have overviewed many of these different programs over the years, they've settled in on something that's simple and non-toxic. It's a product called Calitrin. And Calitrin works because this sounds kind of silly. It works because it works, but it does work. And so when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin right now, you get a 90-day supply of Belly Blast. Ask for that when you're talking to your counselor. You can find the number for the counselor by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. You have the ability to talk to somebody who's an expert in this field to get some help as to how the program can best work for you. Calitrin benefits you by being a drug-free product, by boosting your energy, by providing you with better digestion, joint pain, better sleep, all of these things. And the Belly Blast curbs your sugar cravings. It's a mild appetite suppressant. It has fat burners that target the midsection. So all of these things in combo right now, ask about the two of them together when you're online at toploss.com and you get to your counselor. It's probably a practical way for you to deal with the weight loss program that is so much a part of the success of living long and prospering. Check it all out at the website for Calitrin, toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus now on Good Day Health. We were talking on the Good Day program about Ozzy Osbourne and what he's going through with his Parkinson's. He said he was taking Tai Chi lessons, and that seems to be helping him. He has his family around him, so he's not subject to the focus of this particular study on how loneliness is affecting people who could even get Parkinson's going. It looks like that's the story here, Ken.
Yeah, interesting article this week out of the JAMA Neurology, you know, the Journal of the American Medical Association, we call it JAMA Neurology Edition, that loneliness, Doug, may be associated with a significant increased risk of developing Parkinson's disease. And Parkinson's, unfortunately, is the second most common neurodegenerative condition after Alzheimer's disease. This finding, Doug, adds to the evidence that loneliness is a substantial psychosocial determinant of health. People who indicate they are lonely have a 37% greater likelihood of receiving a diagnosis of Parkinson's. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Yeah, you get right down to it. Is there any correlation between heart disease or other things and Parkinson's? You're the heart expert, you're the cardiologist, you see any correlation at all?
Well, there's a great relationship between loneliness and heart disease, but Parkinson's and heart disease, you know, that association, I'm not aware of.
All right, coming up, as we continue our discussion here with Dr. Ken, a suggestion of what happens, the information, the connection between job loss for women and what that does to their bodies, all right? That's one of the many things we have in our file to talk about this week on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around. We continue in a matter of moments.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three after the hour now. This is Good Day Health, another weekend visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, trying to shepherd some of the thoughts here or ask the right questions. You can ask your question of Dr. Ken as well anytime. This works 24/7, as they say. 855-999-3684. Ken wanted to add one more thing to the discussion of Parkinson's. I asked him a question connecting heart disease or heart patients to Parkinson's. What'd you find, Ken?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to mention was that Parkinson's disease, especially the drugs that try to stimulate the brain, they can sometimes stimulate the heart and cause a wear and tear effect on the heart. And the wear and tear on the nervous system in Parkinson's disease can sometimes wear and tear on the autonomic nervous system that innervates the heart. So there are some possibilities that they do interact.
Yeah, well, so there you go. All right, I suggest that we ought to talk about what happens with women who lose their jobs, who may be pregnant, and this is kind of, it looks like, at first glance, it looks like a stretch. Pardon that pun, but I guess that, you know, there's something in here for a number of people. So how did you read this? What do we conclude here from this study?
This is a report this week in Human Reproduction, Doug, and it's not only the mother, it's also the father. And what they report, Doug, is there appears to be a link between job loss and miscarriage or stillbirth. The risk of miscarriage or stillbirth doubles after a pregnant woman or her partner lost their job.
And so what is the connection?
Are you likely to lose your job?
Likely to miscarriage
Give me a second. This study wasn't powered to figure out cause and effect, but how I would look at this is that any unexpected big risk stress, any big unexpected mental stress can cause unexpected changes in the pregnancy. And this is why both potential father and mother need to live a bit of a boring life during that pregnancy to make sure you get to the end. And whatever you can to live a bit of a boring life will increase the likelihood of getting to a good end.
I saw a study of women bodybuilders. Interesting. When I asked me how I came across that, I look at all kinds of
I know what you like looking at.
Well, this woman was 8 months pregnant, and she was continuing with all of her activities and involved in contests and all kinds of things. And you could see where her belly was. And I just think all that jumping around can't necessarily be good for you. But obviously, in this case, it didn't hurt this woman. But is how I guess it just depends on the individual then, doesn't it?
Well, all of the above. I think it depends on the individual, the health of the mother to start out. But again, you know, you wonder whether all that activity really is in the best interest of the child or mm-hmm. the best interest of the mother.
Yeah. Well, I guess yet to be determined under the circumstances. One of the other things that at some point in time, you know, you were talking about things that contribute to healthy babies. You know, don't smoke, don't drink, maybe a little moderate exercise. But all of it has to be tailored to you. And that's one of the things that you get away from sometimes your doctors and whether they always see all sides of issues when it comes to you. They need to know you well so that you get good advice, not cookie cutter advice, but good advice for you. That's where
everything
Ken
in
comes
moderation.
In. Yeah, okay, there you go. That's pretty simple to understand. Coming up to half past the hour here on Good Day Health, more coming up from Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring a state of alert for war after a surprise attack from the Hamas militant group. Warning sirens sounded across southern Israel early Saturday as rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip. Israel Defense Forces say the rocket barrages killed at least one person and injured 15. The Palestinian militant group Hamas is claiming responsibility for the attack. Hamas militants have also crossed into Israel. Negotiations are underway to avert a three-day strike by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers across the nation. His healthcare worker participating is on the picket line.
We are tired. We've been struggling short-staffed.
The union warns of further strikes if next week's bargaining sessions do not yield results. Tonight's Powerball is worth $1.4 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and you can get more information about what I do. We have a two-pronged approach in the clinic. My number one job that I do is corrections to the spine that allow the return of the health as dictated by the nervous system. And number two is the nutrition part, and that's primarily concentrated at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But nutrition is a very big part of what we do, because it's one thing for me to be able to correct spinal misalignments that interfere with the nervous system. But we need to feed the nervous system. And one of the best foods on the planet for your nervous system is butter. Now, butter contains what are called glycosphingolipids. I know it's kind of a funny word. It's a very special category of fatty acids that protect against gastrointestinal infection, especially in the very, very young and the elderly. And for this reason, children who drink skim milk have diarrhea at rates 3 to 5 times greater than children who drink whole milk. And the cholesterol in the butterfat promotes health of the intestinal wall. It protects against cancer of the colon, and the short and medium chain fatty acids protect against the pathogens and have a very strong antifungal effect in the gut. So butter has a very important role to play in the treatment of candida overgrowth. And so when I'm dealing with my female patients and all of a sudden they've got a candida explosion, and you ladies who've had that, you know what I'm talking about, I get them on high amounts of butter right away. Now, the notion that butter causes weight gain is a sad misconception. The short and medium chain fatty acids in butter aren't stored in the adipose tissue, the fat cells. They are used for quick energy. And the fat tissue in humans is composed mainly of the long chain fatty acids. These come from olive oil, polyunsaturated oils, as well as from refined carbohydrates. And because butter is so rich in nutrients, it confers a feeling of satisfaction when it's consumed. I experimented with this with my son, who's now, he's going to be 24 in a month. But when he was still in middle and high school, one of his favorite foods was to take raw organic broccoli and I would chop up the ends of it, the flower ends of it, and put it in a bowl with butter and sea salt, and put it in the microwave. I know I don't really recommend the microwave, but in this case I did. Put it in the microwave for about 30 to 45 seconds. He would eat not only every last piece of that broccoli, he would take a spoon and scoop up the butter that was left behind that had the sea salt in it. Now, sometime, a couple of times, we were very low on the butter because I hadn't been paying attention, and so I would just steam it with some water and salt. He'd have two bites and walk away from it. It affected his mood. It affected his attitude. It affected his energy levels. It's like the difference in my pet cat. If I feed my pet cat kibbles, she's constantly on the march, moving around, scratching the carpet, whining, complaining. If I feed her raw meat, she just lays around and sleeps. Just lays around and sleeps. Curdles or cuddles up in my lap and will stay there as long as I stay in that position. There's a big difference when we give our bodies, especially mammals. My son is a mammal. My cat is a mammal. And when they're fed the foods that Mother Nature intended, it is amazing how calming the effect it has upon the body, especially with butter, especially and with growing children, with growth spurts. So many of the factors that contribute to weight gain, what's important when it comes to butter is so rich in the nutrients, as I'm giving an example of my son, that just a little bit of it and suddenly you're not hungry anymore. And it's not that you're not hungry, you don't start piecing because that satiety is hit. I think it's the consumption of margarine and the so-called butter substitutes that results in cravings and binging because these highly fabricated products don't give the body what it needs. Now, especially with kids, children and kids, what about growth and development? There's a lot of factors in butter that ensure just plain old optimal growth for children. Chief among them is the vitamin A. And individuals who have been deprived of sufficient amounts of vitamin A during gestation, when they're still inside their mamas, tend to have narrow faces, a narrow skeletal, the shoulder girdle, the pelvic girdle are narrow, small palates, crowded teeth, and extreme vitamin A deprivation results in blindness, skeletal problems, other kinds of birth defects. And the individuals who are receiving optimal vitamin A from the time of conception have broad, handsome faces, strong, straight teeth, excellent bone structure. And vitamin A also plays a very important role in the development of our sexual characteristics. And the calves that are fed butter substitutes sicken and die before they ever even reach maturity. Now, this X factor that I was talking about, the Wolzen factor, that's now believed to be vitamin K2, is also essential for optimal growth. And it's only present in the butter fat from cows on green pastures. You will not find it in the butter that comes from commercial butter manufacturers. And the cholesterol that we find in butter fat plays a very important role in the development of the brain and the nervous system. And that's one of the reasons why mama's breast milk is high in cholesterol, and it contains over 50% of its calories in butter fat. I want to say that, yes, you can make butter from mama's milk. I don't know that anybody does that, but there's enough butter fat in there. Over 50% of the calories in human breast milk is butter fat. Mother Nature put that in there for a reason. And so the low-fat diets have been linked to failure to thrive in children. Yet the low-fat diets are recommended for kids to avoid the ridiculous notion, to avoid heart disease later as an adult. We need to put kids on low-fat diets in their developmental stages. You know, children need the many factors in butter and the other animal fats for optimal development. This is some of the craziest stuff I've ever heard, that we would deny our developing children the very kinds of foods they need. Now, I have a member of the extended family that decided they were going to raise their children vegan. To me, that is public enemy number one in the sense of child abuse. And so they did. And they're very lanky, stringy, pasty-looking kids. And one of them, I think about 15, 16 years old on a trampoline, his ankle snapped in half on a trampoline. Now, that doesn't mean anything more than what I just said, except I didn't see that in any other of any of the other extended family members. And we have a big extended family. But he was raised vegan. So I know his bones were already extremely weak, that he would jump on a trampoline and snap the bottom part of his tibia and fibula together on top of the ankle. Just snap it in half. So it's no longer a secret that the margarine-eating Americans, with the margarine they've been spreading on their toast and the hydrogenated fats they eat in the commercial baked foods like cookies and crackers, I believe seriously, honestly, is the chief culprit in our current plague of cancer and heart disease. But mainline nutrition writers continue to denigrate butter, recommending these newfangled tub spreads instead, better than butter. These may not contain hydrogenated fats like the new ones, but they are composed of highly processed rancid vegetable oils, soy protein isolate, and a host of other additives. There's this glitzy cookbook called Butter Busters that promotes something called Butter Buds. And it's made from maltodextrin, you know, a carbohydrate that's derived from corn, along with dozens of other highly processed so-called low-fat commercial projects or products. So who benefits from the propaganda blitz against butter? That's what I've always asked. I'll ask my patient, you know, with all of the anti-butter campaign out there, follow the dollar. Who's benefiting from this? And the list is a long one. It includes orthodox medicine. It includes the hospitals. It includes the drug companies. It includes the food processors. But the chief beneficiary is the large corporate farms and the cartels that buy their products, chiefly cotton, corn, soy, you know, among America's three main crops, which are usually grown as a monoculture on a large farm requiring extensive use of artificial fertilizers and pesticides. And all three, you know, the soy, the cotton, the corn, can be used to make margarine and the new designer spreads. And in order to make these products acceptable to the upscale consumer, the food processors and the agribusiness see to it that they are promoted as health foods. And anybody that would believe that, I'd never want to say things like this generally, but I'm going to say it. We are a fool to believe that stuff. Now, a nation that consumes butterfat, on the other hand, is a nation that sustains what we call the family farm. If Americans were willing to pay a good price for high-quality butter and cream from cows raised on natural pastures, every owner of a small or medium-sized farm could derive financial benefits from owning a few Jersey or Guernsey cows. And in order to give them green pasture, they'd naturally have to rotate the crops, as we have learned historically is the best thing to do, not these monoculture crops, and leave different sections of the farm for the cows to graze in them, at the same time giving the earth the benefit of a period of fallow, of nothing growing on that soil, as it can regenerate the necessary bugs and insects and whatever else that's in that soil to make the soil healthy. And fields that are tended in this way produce very high-quality vegetables, very high-quality grains in the subsequent seasons, without the addition of nitrogen fertilizers and with the minimal use of pesticides. So chickens running around the barnyard, feeding off bugs and that gather under the cow patties, would produce eggs with supreme nutritional qualities, absolutely bursting with vitamin A and highly beneficial fatty acids, which is why I always recommend free-range eggs, preferably of an organic nature, if that is possible. So if you want to reestablish America as a nation of prosperous farmers in the best Jeffersonian tradition, buy organic butter, buy cream, buy whole milk, buy whole yogurt, buy the barn free, the commercial free eggs. These bring good, fair profits to the producers without concentrating power in the hands of the conglomerates. I hope that helps. We're going to go to Doug here in just a few minutes. You can get more information at thegooddayhealthshow.com/podcasts, as well as forbiddendoctor.com podcast for more of what I have to say on these subjects. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I will be joining Doug here in just a few minutes to carry on with the rest of the show.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin with the latest word on how you can be successful in your weight loss quest.
And, you know, as part of my job, I get to deal with all of the testimonials, so I get to see every testimonial that comes in. Really, the one thing I just want to stress is you don't even know how good you can feel. You really don't. It's like that old saying, you know, you didn't know you couldn't see till you put the glasses on. You're like, wow, this is how I'm supposed to be able to see. You just don't even know how good you can feel. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy, you've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You like not just looks, you know, but just in health. All of your numbers start looking better across the board too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
All right. So the way of getting this, go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is, toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. If you have particular questions that you'd like to ask, you certainly are free to do so. There's a toll-free line. Not that toll-free anymore makes any difference because most people in their programs that they have on their cell phone call anywhere. But dial this number for questions for Dr. Ken. 855-999-3684. Okay? Should I repeat it? 855-999-3684 for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Joins us every week at this time. There are lots of ways that when you listen to Ken, you sort of start asking yourself questions. Well, what do I know about this and what do I know about that? Or what would I like to know? So if you want a really pleasant conversation from a doctor who's listening and not doing all the talking, you ought to call him at the office, 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. A lot of people who listen.
Can I just point out that the Nobel Prize for Medicine was just recently awarded this year to two scientists from my old alma mater, Medical School, University of Pennsylvania.
Really?
And it was awarded for their work in understanding how messenger RNA and the immune system interact, and it's this discovery that has allowed us to have the technology, the mRNA technology, to make these vaccines that really in 2020 saved many, many lives from COVID-19. And now, unfortunately, it's become very controversial, and we won't go there, but this will allow the production of other vaccines, other treatments in medicine, and for the development of this technology, these two scientists from Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman from the University of Pennsylvania, who did the work there, were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Congratulations.
All right. There you go. Okay. A lot of people in our audience would be considered seniors, 65 plus. They're interested in their health more often than people who are younger. There's a question about medicines and whether or not taking certain meds can harm your driving skills. And so is this a yes or a no?
Yes. There are certain medications, definitely, that will affect seniors and their driving skills. This comes out of JAMA Network Open, Doug, this week. The drugs include painkillers, especially the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, antidepressants and sleep aids, anything that just makes you a little more depressed and tired, that takes away the anxiety. These are the meds. And the question is whether it's the medications themselves that actually impair your driving skills as a senior, or the problems that you're treating impair them. And it's probably a combination of both.
All right. So there's that answer to that question. A lot of people are focused on this. So many strikes, so many unions, and so many people, so many workers on strike. Apparently some of the big hospitals, I know in my town, the nurses in the hospital are on strike. A tenant owns the hospital, and they do a terrible job managing it. And I also noticed some of the Kaiser Permanente workers are going on strike, getting ready to. So what the heck does that do to the healthcare system? When, like, Kaiser has millions of people in states all over the country that they care for, what the heck happens?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a tough question. Good health care is expensive. Labor is a huge expense. People who work in hospitals deserve to be paid adequately, and they're asking for more and more. And the question is, where is that going to come from? The patients complain about cost, and the people taking care of them complain about being paid inadequately. So it's a real challenge. I mean, we deal with it in our office. It's a struggle because nobody wants to pay for good care, and good care is expensive. And people who take care of we're not talking about the doctor. We're talking about the people who take care of the patients in addition to the physician, and they deserve to be taken care of well also. But where's it going to come from? It's a good question.
Well, it's coming. This is what the argument is for national health care. Socialized medicine, because the people,
then it's going to come out of your taxes, and
right.
and then a question then becomes of quality, nationalization doesn't solve the problem.
No, not at all. All right, Dr. Ken here to solve your problems. Questions for Dr. Ken, part of Good Day Health here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.